Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg will be up after the first commercial break. We're going to be talking this morning about Illuminism. Dr. Krieg, of course, is an acknowledged expert in this area, very fine historian. You can find his book on Illuminism at KriegBooks.com. That's KriegBooks.com. Before he comes on, we got a couple of stories to look at. We talked about yesterday this report of September the 23rd by the London Sunday Times that Israel's asset in helping the United States Air Force plan a strike on Iran through Project Checkmate is someone by the name of Dr. Lonnie Kass, K-A-S-S, a former Israeli military officer. Quoting the London Sunday Times yesterday, the United States Air Force has set up a highly confidential strategic planning group tasked with fighting the next war as tensions rise with Iran. Project Checkmate, a successor to the group that planned the 1991 Gulf War's air campaign, was quietly reestablished at the Pentagon in June. It is led by Brigadier General Lawrence Stutz-Rehm, who is considered one of the brightest Air Force generals. He is assisted by Dr. Lonnie Kass, a former Israeli military officer and expert on cyber warfare. Lo and behold, believe it or not, Dr. Lonnie Kass has her own biography up at Air Force Link, the official website of the United States Air Force. It says that Dr. Lonnie Kass is a special assistant to the Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force and director of the Air Force's Cyberspace Task Force, Washington, D.C. Established in January of 2006, the Cyberspace Task Force mission is to investigate cyberspace as a domain in and through which the Air Force flies and fights to deliver sovereign options for the defense of the United States of America and its global interests. Before joining the Air Staff, Dr. Kass was a professor of military strategy and operations at the National War College, where she served as the director of the longest core course offered at the NWC, entitled Military Thought and the Essence of War. She was also the director of the studies of warning, surprise, and deception. And as we continue going through this very interesting and very laudable biography, we discover something at the bottom. Her education. 1971, Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science and Russian Area Studies, summa cum laude, Hebrew University of Jerusalem. 1976, Doctor of Philosophy with Distinction, the Kaplan School of Economics and Political Science at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and Columbia University's School of International Affairs. And then in 1986, the National War College, National Defense University, Fort Leslie J. McNair, Washington, D.C. Her career chronology, 1979 to 1981, a major in the Israeli Defense Forces, among many other things. What is the moral of the story? The moral of the story may be this, is the tail wagging the dog when it comes to the policy of the United States vis-a-vis Iran? Are there active Israeli intelligence and military assets who are working in the United States defense establishment and intelligence establishment? Is Dr. Lonnie Kass one of them, K-A-S-S? Or does Israel even bother to hide these kinds of links anymore? There you have it. Take a look at Lonnie Kass's biography at Air Force Link, the official website of the United States Air Force. Her first name is spelled L-A-N-I, last name spelled K-A-S-S, Dr. Lonnie Kass, Special Assistant to the Chief of Staff, United States Air Force, and Director of the United States Air Force's Cyberspace Task Force in Washington, D.C. Her education is thoroughly Israeli. She is a past major in the Israeli Defense Forces. And lo and behold, she is now helping the United States Air Force with Project Checkmate to attack Iran. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Dr. Adrian Krieg.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankowitz, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are now joined by Dr. Adrian Krieg. Our topic, Illuminism. What is Illuminism? What is its history? What is the significance of the name Adam Weishaupt, among many other names, in the history of this movement? Dr. Krieg, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Mark?
Well, very good. I've been looking at a couple of things on your own website at KriegBooks.com, which I hope to list on my links page at MarkDankoff.com in the very near future. And I noticed something there called it's an article for your book entitled Veil the Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. It is a book on the plans of the Illuminati and their sisters, the Communists and the Zionists. Just take it from there, sir.
Well, I think you have to, so that people get a grasp of the situation, understand where Illuminism started from and how it came to be and how it functions. The first thing we can say about Illuminism is that it's a parasitic organization. And what I mean by that is that the Illuminist movement never, ever causes direct action by itself. What they do is they infiltrate another organization, any kind of organization. It's been the Rosicrucians at one time, the Masons at another time, and in the 20th and 21st century, they've infiltrated the Zionist movement. There can be very little doubt about this because, as I'll demonstrate as we progress, there are similarities that are so striking that they have to be the same organization. So let's begin at the beginning. In about 1775, 1776, basically at the founding of our country, a man named Adam Weishaupt had been educated by the Jesuits. He was a very, very brilliant student and had progressed very rapidly. And by the time he was in his mid-20s, he was already on the faculty of the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria. Adam Weishaupt had developed an intense dislike for the Jesuits for whatever reason there may be, but he had a desire and wanted to be a world dictator, a ruler. What Adam Weishaupt did is after he joined the University of Ingolstadt and he became quite active in the university, he joined the Rosicrucian Order. And he joined the Rosicrucian Order because he wanted to learn how semi-secret organizations function. It's important to understand that in around 1775, 76, the Rosicrucians were quite a large organization. Weishaupt, however, found that the Rosicrucians were not the type of organization due to their structure that would allow him to rapidly, you know, take control. So he joined the Masonic Order, and he found in the Masonic Order a pyramidal structure which he very much liked because it would allow, obviously, the people at the top of the pyramid to control the people all the way to the bottom of the pyramid. And so he began to infiltrate Masonic lodges. While this was happening, just before it began to take place, a papal bull was issued. A papal bull is a instrument through which the papacy issued orders. In the time of the 16th, 17th, and 18th century, these things were extremely important. I mean, they had canon law, which is the law of the church, was more important than civil law or what nobles said or anything. So this papal bull prohibited the Society of Jesus, which are the Jesuits, from being actively in control of the organizational structures in universities and such. As this took place, and he had become very active in the Masonic orders, they began to take over lodges, first in Bavaria, and then gradually throughout much of Germany, all the way into Württemberg, and then they took over the lodges in France by storm. Now, you have to understand that this time in history was there was a great upheaval. The new philosophies of Rousseau and these people were becoming very prominent. And so all of the, what you would call intelligentsia, were members of the Masonic orders and so on. As the Illuminists began to really take control of the Masonic lodges in France, there existed a circumstance in France that was very pronounced. The society was not only two class. The two classes were divided by an immense gulf. There was a extremely, extremely wealthy aristocracy, and the general population, which was 90% of the people, were living in abject poverty. I mean, there wasn't enough food. It was just awful, terrible. So the Masonic orders were in a good position through their Illuminist takeover of the ability to control social intercourse within the French society. And they fermented the French Revolution. This revolution was probably the most, the nastiest revolution in history. It will make people like Pol Pot cringe. They simply murdered anybody who was educated, who owned land, who was a noble, who disagreed with them. They just executed people everywhere. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, simply if they disagreed with the Illuminist philosophy or whatever. By the way, it's interesting to note that Illuminism was not purged from the French Masonic orders until 1913. In 1913, the Grand Orient of France announced that they had purged all Illuminists out of the Masonic orders of France. It's important. All of this is very, very important because the Marquis de Lafayette came to America to warn Washington about the Illuminist takeover of the Masonic lodges in France. He was a Mason. And he warned him, and he said, you must be very, very careful because America has an alliance with France of the Illuminists who control the Masonic orders. The American Masonic orders were all founded in Ireland, France, and Ireland, England, and Scotland, and were not what you might call infected by this parasite. So anyway, in 1913, they were finally purged out. But long before that, the Illuminists changed their tactic and infiltrated the Zionist movement, which began in 1896, 1897. I think 1897 was the first international conference on Zionism in Basel, Switzerland. By that time, the Illuminists had already heavily infiltrated the Zionist movement. They had done this to the extent that they, together with the Zionists, simply took over the entire communist movement worldwide. You know, there may be people who would argue against this. In my book, I list the 65 members of the Central Committee in 1935. Three of them were not Zionists, but they were married to Jewish women. So that
we'll
sort
be back
of gives
with Dr.
you
Adrian
an
Craig,
idea.
Dr. Pick it up right there when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Adrian Krieg's website at www.kriegbooks.com. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just as a 10-second diversion, take a look at my new church website at Emmanuel Lutheran Church of San Antonio, which you can find at www.ilcsa.org. ilcsa.org. That stands for Emmanuel Lutheran Church, San Antonio. That's ilcsa.org. We're talking this morning with Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com and the whole business of Illuminism and the Illuminati and the subsequent infiltration of both the communist movement and the Zionist movement by this Illuminati. Take a look at KriegBooks.com to see Dr. Krieg's work in this area. 420 pages, by the way, with an index. And that book is entitled Veil, the Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. Dr. Krieg, go ahead, sir.
Well, we had gotten to the point where the Central Committee was of the Communist Party in 1935, which consisted of 65 men, had 63 Zionist Illuminists and three non-Zionist Illuminists whose wives were Jewish. So this sort of proves the takeover of the communist movement. In fact, from Goldman on through scores of people, the communist parties of Germany, Hungary, Poland, the United States, France, England, every one of them was run by a Jew. This gives you sort of a tie-in. I think people now have sort of a basic idea of how illumination functions, and I think they should have an understanding of what illumination is, what their belief system is. And the best way to do that is to pick up a copy of the Communist Manifesto. It's pretty readily available. It's a very thin book. It's maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 pages at most. And to understand that the Communist Manifesto was written by a man named Karl Marx. He was obviously a communist. He was a Zionist, as were, of course, all of the founders of the Russian Revolution. And if you read that, you go, there is a section in about the middle of this thesis with the 10 points of communism. And when you read that, you will be absolutely astounded to find that every single item of the 10 items has been implemented in the United States. Graduated income tax, the takeover of property, this would be through the environmental movement, the centralization of banking, which was done in 1913 through the Federal Reserve Act, the centralization of education, which is the Federal Department of Education, which is a later third of the 20th century invention, and so on. All of the points have been incorporated are in the process of being implemented in the United States. Now, this is pretty astounding when you come to think of it. By the way, if somebody is on a computer, they can go to Google and just type in Illuminism, and they will get just lots of information on various things. Some of my books are up there and, you know, other stuff, information. So now we have this movement. It's obviously in control of the communist movement, and we come to America. And America being the up-and-coming country in the 1800s, the Illuminists definitely wanted a strong foothold here, and they founded an organization at Yale University, which is called, a senior society, because you are asked to join this organization when you're a senior at Yale in undergraduate school. The Illumination was, the organization was originally incorporated under the name of the Order of Death. That was then changed. They called themselves 322 Bones, the Order, which the Order is probably the more probable proper name for it today. 322, the number comes from, it is the 322nd Illuminist Lodge. It is the only Illuminist Lodge in the United States. There's another one called Scroll and Key and some other minor ones, but essentially the order, which has a building in New Haven, Connecticut, called the Tombs, is where people are induced to join this organization. They also own an island in the Thousand Lakes region of New York called Deer Island, and they have their annual convention there.
Dr. Cree, pick it up from there when we come back. A most fascinating conversation. We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Two additional suggestions this morning. Take a look at Philip Giraldi's piece for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative that is also at antiwar.com. It's entitled, What World War III May Look Like. That comes to us from Philip Giraldi. Then, of course, I'd also like to ask you to support the No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is, as you know, the point person on this. It's going to take place October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. And you can find out more at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dr. Krieg, take it away, sir. Go ahead.
All right. We had established that the induction into the order was at the Tombs in New Haven at Yale University, and that the order or bones has owns an island in the Thousand Lakes region of New York where they have their national convention or meeting once a year. Now, at this point, I think it's important for people to understand why I say in my book that Illuminism and Bones or the Order are identical and the same. So let's look at this. First of all, inside the tombs, we know that the writings on the walls, there are sort of like, you know, mural-type writings on the walls inside when you enter the tombs, are in German, and they're in old German script, which gives us a tie-in, obviously, immediately to the Bavarian nature of the beast. Then we go on to find that they have an initiation rite. And the initiation rite is identical to the initiation rite for Illuminism. And this is very clever because Adam Weishaupt set this thing up in order to be able to control societies and people. He borrowed liberally from the Jesuit order or the Catholic Church. Then he borrowed from the Masonic orders and the Rosicrucian orders in creating a venue of initiation that is not only perverse, but very, very clever. The new initiate is brought into a fairly large room. He is unclothed. He's naked. He's placed in a coffin. And a red ribbon is tied around his genitals. He's placed in the coffin, and he must now recount for hour after hour every perversion he has thought of, everything that he's done that's bad, everything. And he is prodded by senior members or initiates in the room to continuously, he's blindfolded, by the way, produce all this information. All of this information is then recorded. Should this initiate, once he has become a member, ever deviate from the order, he can be very readily blackmailed. And this is the basis of their control. They use the Roman Catholic confession. They use the Masonic structure of organization, and through this they control their entire membership. In the entire history of Illuminism, I think there was only one person to ever blow the whistle on them, and I don't think he survived more than a few hours after he did that. So this gives us an idea or an understanding of how this movement functions. It is now important to realize and to look at Bones members. Now, Bones membership seems to be very much predicated on family alliances. In other words, if your father was a member, George Bush Sr., the son who went to Yale, George Bush, George W. Bush Jr., became a member. Kerry's father was a member. Interestingly enough, Teresa Hines Kerry, actually Cohn, which is his real name, Teresa Hines, her father was a member of the order. The entire structure of the order seems to show that intermarriage between members' families and male members of these families being initiated into order is a standard structure of operation. So it's quite simple if you know that Mr. Hines, I think Henry Hines was a member, Mr. Taft was a member, Mr. Kerry or Cohen was a member. it's quite easy to say, well, this is a son, and this is a son, and this was a daughter, and she had a son, and he's a member. So we can see through this quite readily a structure, and we can draw up a list of members, because the membership list, like everything else about Bones, is completely secret. There's very, very little information available anywhere on this organization. So now we have a structure, and we can write down the names Talbot, Weyerhaeuser, Rockefeller, and so on. And when we do that, we come to an absolutely astounding conclusion. Many or a very large percentage of these people are very, very active in government, banking, and the media. We have Mr. Buckley. He's a member not only of the Order, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. He's a member of everything. We have Mr. Carey, who is a member of the Order. All of these people sort of stick together and have the same general direction and social demeanor. If we look at banking, we see that Rockefeller, Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, we see that the Harriman Brothers Bank, all the Harriman Brothers leadership in their bank, which is worth several billion dollars, are all members of the Order. And when we look further, we find that these same names appear in two other places. They appear in the leadership of the organizations, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Bohemia Club. All of these various secret or semi-secret, you can't call the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission secret, but they're certainly semi-secret. They're the shadow government of the United States. We see that all of these people or organizations are managed by bonesmen, which is what the members of the orders call themselves. So through this structure, and I want to say something else that's quite interesting. If everyone will recall, George W. Bush's father made a statement, a very pronounced statement, I think it was at the UN, about the 1,000 points of light. And, of course, the 1,000 points of light are 1,000 Illuminists. And we know that because the Illuminist Order has between 900 and 1,000 members, of which 300 are active in very high positions in government and banking. Many of the others are in publishing, newspapers. They essentially control our society. And I don't mean they control it. They're not elected officials. They have no interest in that. They control the elected officials. It has been said by Disraeli and others, very prominent politicians, that the politicians of the world are indebted to the masters who provide the funds for them to be elected and to hold office, and are ever indebted to these masters for their vices and their income, and this is how they're controlled. So the control of our presidency, our senators, is not a direct control. It's not that if somebody says to one of our senators, Mrs. Clinton, or someone says, you must do this or you have to do this. They're simply made to understand that if they wish to stay in office, they had better tote the line and do what is anticipated by the Illuminists who run things. And, of course, this is how our society is controlled. There is no question but that this is a conspiratorial structure. And to those who say that they disagree with my hypothesis, I will simply say that no thinking being, that even includes a dog, functions without planning. We plan everything that we do. We plan to get out of bed. We plan to eat breakfast. We plan to go to work. We plan to come home from work. We plan for next weekend to go boating. All of these things. And so it would be ridiculous to assume that the wealthiest and most powerful people in our society don't also plan. And they have set up a series of organizations, which the most principal ones being the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers, who carry their plans to fruition. They don't need to control the whole organization. If we look at a corporation, we can look at Chase Manhattan Bank. The Rockefeller family only owns about 10% of the stock, but they control the organization. They control its management. And that's, of course, the trick. If you control, if you have enough shares to be able to control the management of an organization, then you control the organization. Now, the next step in this whole cabal is that all of these organizations seem to be funded by foundations. That's where they get their major monies from. And the foundations are simply a structure for these very wealthy people to get out of paying taxes. It's a very simple. There's a loophole in the tax structure that was set up in about 1912 before the Illuminists set up our Internal Revenue System and the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. They instituted a law that allows them to give money to foundations for the benefit of man. Of course, it's not for the benefit of man, it's for their own benefit. And what these organizations do is they set up sub-organizations. By tax statutes, they must give away 10% of their income annually. Now, wouldn't all of us like to be able to only pay 10% federal income taxes? And essentially, that's what foundations do. They have to give away 10% to some charitable or whatever organization. And of course, very cleverly, what these guys did in these foundations, they set up their own charitable organizations, which in turn then control society by funding organizations like the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, all of these various organizations. So that gives you a very rough idea of the functioning and how the Illuminists control things and you know, a basic idea. The book obviously is quite extensive, and it goes very much into detail in all of these items, which I think are far too voluminous to cover in a couple of hours.
Yes, I wanted to ask you one thing, Dr. Krieg, and this has come up with some of our listeners, and it's something that Andrew Carrington Hitchcock has his own take on in the book, The Synagogue of Satan. I'm looking at what he says about Rothschild and the Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt, and Hitchcock says as follows, and he references this to 1770. Mayor Amschel Rothschild draws up plans for the creation of the Illuminati and entrusts Ashkenazic Jew Adam Weishaupt, a crypto-Jew, a Jew who pretends he's not Jewish, who was outwardly Roman Catholic, with its organization and development. The Illuminati is to be based upon the teachings of the Talmud, which is in turn the teachings of rabbinical Jews. It is to be called the Illuminati, which is a Luciferian term which means keepers of the light. Just that paragraph, this whole business of Weishaupt, let's start there. I know that there are those who identify him as being a Jesuit conspirator.
Not really. He was actually an orphan. So nobody really knows what his background is. He was an orphan, and he was brought up by the Jesuits. That doesn't mean that he could not be an Ashkenazi Jew. I don't know that.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be that unlikely.
Yes, and this is it's interesting because, again, there are those who see Jesuit fingerprints on some of these things. I, frankly, with what I have read, which is not obviously the sort of extensive academic research that you've done in this area, sir, nonetheless, I see the Jewish connection as being the far more significant connection of the two.
Yes, I think you're quite right. I think at the fact that eventually the Illuminati took over the Zionist movement just about 100 years after their founding would certainly verify that.
Yes. We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
we're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This tends to be that time of the hour in terms of this show where I make a couple of commercial pitches. I will do so at this juncture. I'd like to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do that by calling us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can contact us with your gifts at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. I'd also like to ask you to support the American Free Press. You can call those fine folks at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Buy a subscription. Extend your subscription. Buy some gift subscriptions. Buy some of the very fine books that are offered through the American Free Press Book Club, which includes offerings by Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Matthias Chang. Send those folks a gift from time to time. In the same way that the Republic Broadcasting Network needs you, the very fine folks at the American Free Press need you. This is also a time to support Congressman Ron Paul in his fight for the presidency of the United States. You can find him, of course, at www.ronpaul2008. That's www.ronpaul2008.com. He's the only game in town that I see, folks. When you look at everybody else running as a Republican or a Democrat, it becomes very clear that the kind of illuminist influence that Dr. Krieg has been talking about this morning historically has infiltrated both of the major parties because it controls the banking system, it controls the educational system, it controls the government. And therefore, when we look at all of these things in conjunction with the news media control issue, we see that we have a bunch of folks running who are all saying the same kinds of things or all in concert not saying certain other things. The lone exception to that is Ron Paul. We need to support him to the extent that we can. And in speaking of support, there's that fourth portion of the bar stool, if you want to put it that way, and that is to support the No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn is putting this thing together wonderfully. He's trying to do all kinds of things that even relate to some projects going on with the American Free Press that I will not get into over the air, where Mark is in the forefront of some absolutely amazing things that you'll be reading about in coming weeks. And amidst all of that, he's trying to put this conference together and has done a wonderful job. But he needs your support. You can support him by going to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. All of the information about this gathering, October 12th through the 14th, is there. You can read about the latest speakers. You can read about how to contribute either online or by snail mail. If you want to help Mark by snail mail, you can find him at Mark Glenn, Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. If you want to register for that conference, it's $124 per night in terms of a hotel room, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person, or couples for $175. Again, you can find all of that info at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. When we return, we'll take this thing up with Dr. Adrian Krieg, where we were when we went into the commercial time of the broadcast. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.